BBC Radio Lincolnshire. Now, do you understand Lincolnshire dialect? Some words aren't the easiest to understand, but imagine trying to get your head round it if you live and work in a different country. Well, that's what Stephen Howe, who's a university lecturer in Japan, is trying to do, and he's with me in the studio now. Stephen, good morning.
Hello, hello.
Why does somebody who's lecturing in Japan want to know about Lincolnshire dialect and about language generally?
So I teach in an English department in Fukuoka University in Japan. I'm from the Isle of Ely in Cambridgeshire originally, and I'm studying words for yes and no. We have special words for yes and no in the east of England, including Lincolnshire, and I want to find out more about how people use them here.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but what's yes and no in Japanese?
Hi and iye.
Ah, okay. So they're two easy words to learn. I'm not going to ask you any more Japanese. I've also got with me in the studio Alan Stennett, who's written about Lincolnshire dialect as well. Have you got a couple of phrases you can share, and I'll see whether our guest understands what you're talking about?
A greeting now then, mate. How's doing? That's for back and beyond, and I'll be all of a stithermore, yeah?
Yes. So what do you think Alan was saying there?
How are you doing?
Good start.
Something about back of beyond. I didn't catch it all. 50%.
You're from the back of beyond, in other words, from far, far away, and you'll be all of a stitherum, confused over here. Yeah, so, it's one of those sort of... always the split, isn't it, between the words, as in the dialect, and what you might call the accent, the way you say things. There's two different things in there.
I think the accent is the key. It's the what we were saying. We were just saying yes and no, and you're saying nah. It's just the way you say it. It's just the way you say it, isn't it? Yeah. But are there other words you've come across in this country for yes and no?
Oh, yes. So maybe everyone knows I and nay and yay, those words, as well as yes and no. But in the east of England, we have jeus and dow, or in Lincolnshire, maybe do. Jeus and dow. So, for example, if I said, did he give you that money back? Yes or dow. It means really no or really yes.
Yes. Oh, I've got you.
Yes, I've got, but not without that D sound, right?
Yes.
No, I haven't picked that one up at all.
That's right. Yes and
nor the dow at all. But so obviously you've found people in this area who do use it.
In North Lincolnshire, in South Lincolnshire, in the Lincolnshire Wolds, people have told me they still know or remember or use these words.
Have you dared to venture into Norfolk with your research yet?
All over Norfolk I found them. All over Norfolk
you will find lots of words, I'm sure. Because even I go to Norfolk quite a lot, go into some of the remote villages and you chat to people there and all of a sudden you're in a different world at times. What are you going to do with this research when you put it together?
So these words, jeus and dow, they're not in the Oxford English Dictionary. They haven't been written about before, hardly. So I'm going to publish a study in a book about English dialects, about jeus and dow, about special words for yes and no in the east of England, including Lincolnshire.
Are we unique in terms of the fact that if you travel around the country, you get different accents, different words? Will that happen in somewhere like Japan, that there are different words and accents?
Everywhere. Everywhere in the world is the same like that, because human language is essentially the same. The grammar, the vocabulary, the accent is different, but human language is the same everywhere in the world. So Japan has as many dialects as England, as many dialects as England.
How did you find when you were researching the book?
I was about to say that when you look at it, I talked to somebody who was an expert on dialect distribution, who said they change roughly every 25 miles, which should give you about half a dozen in Lincolnshire, and you can certainly identify them. There is a North Lincolnshire dialect around Brigg that is a little bit different to the Fens, which is different to the Wolds, and then of course you go down to Grantham and Eyopmeyduck, rather than now then Mayotte. And of course by the time you're in Spalding you're drifting towards the Norfolk dialect as well. So there is a distribution all over the county, and these things do vary considerably over that time. So it is very interesting that you've got a word there that is what you might call an Eastern Counties East Anglian variant that is as widespread as that without necessarily being as widely known. So,
in the Oxford English Dictionary. I found it in one small book about Lincolnshire language, and it's the only place I've seen it, otherwise not published. So we've got this word that people never knew about it, although, of course, I used it all the time when I was young.
And the other twist is, of course, when you're working and you're teaching English to your Japanese students, it's translating words. So there's so many words that mean yes or no. Yeah. Is it the same word that we're translating?
Yes, so in Japanese, if you said really strongly yes or no, maybe you would say it differently. So, but you can still say the same meaning, but you would use, of course, different words. So,
And is it mainly the spoken word then? Because I mean, an interesting Alan's you know, example there of Lincolnshire dialect. Do we actually write it down in Lincolnshire dialect form?
Not usually, no.
It's just a way of saying something.
It's just a way of saying things. What you do write down, of course, is specific words. Yeah. So if I'd said you're going out for your scran, for your lunch, your food, right. You'd write scran down.
Right.
You know, but if you're talking about backwards as going forwards, you'd write backwards as going forwards. You know, it's you'd have to write it all down. You know. And then, of course, you get anomalies. And the other thing I found out is a place like Grimsby, there are words in Grimsby that you wouldn't understand in Louth, but you'd understand perfectly well in Aberdeen or Yarmouth because they're fishing words.
Yeah, right.
And they've come from that. And, I mean, Lincolnshire dialect is very much a farming dialect. There's loads of words relating to farming. Yeah. If I talk to a farmer now who's going to couple onto an implement, he'll talk about yoking on, which is the old word for yoking up the horse onto the cart.
Which, so the words have carried on. Hitching up now, you might think, but that wouldn't be...
No, yoking on. No.
Yoking on.
Yes.
And were there words, do you think, when you left the comfort of Ely, that you might, I don't know, whether university, wherever it might have been, that you would use an expression and people would look at you and think, where has that come from? I've never heard that before.
Yeah, probably. When you study in England, when you go to a university in another county, another part of the country, the first thing we do is laugh at each other's
yes. And then emphasise them to prove where you came from.
Do you find you drift back into, because I do this when I go back to Ipswich in Suffolk, I find I drift back into Suffolk words again. Do you do this when you go back to Ely?
But when I'm in Japan and get on Skype and talk to my dad, then I drift back into my local dialect.
So somebody listening into that conversation when you're Skyping with your dad will think, oh, he's got his dad on the line because he slipped into this Cambridge dialect.
Yeah.
And what made you go to Japan to lecture in Japan?
So I met my wife. My wife's Japanese. And eventually I decided to move to Japan and we got married. And then I began to teach at the university there.
But did you know any Japanese at all?
No, it was completely by chance. I met my wife in Vietnam, fell in love, and decided to move to Japan.
That's a lovely romantic story. So how do you get on? Because to move to Japan, do many people in Japan speak English?
Yes, quite a few do. Quite a few do. They can certainly read it quite well.
But to integrate yourself in society there, have you had to make the effort to learn Japanese?
Yes, of course, yeah. In everyday life, you need a certain amount of Japanese to get along.
And how have you found that?
Japanese is difficult. The writing system is very difficult. They use Chinese characters to write, so it's very difficult. You have to remember a couple of thousand Chinese characters to write Japanese.
And if you're teaching, you've got to have a fairly good command of Japanese to get your message across to your students, haven't you?
You have, but luckily for me, I teach in an English department, and it's a great advantage for our students to listen to English and to learn to take university courses in English. So
fascinating. Yeah. Now, since you've been here collecting this information then for your research, what sort of places have you visited? What have you learnt so far?
Yeah, so this week I've been to Suffolk and Norfolk on the radio, and I was in Cambridge earlier speaking on the radio, and we've had a lot of responses all from the east of England. Many people told me they use or remember Gius and Dow, so I'm hoping in Lincolnshire people will tell me the same.
Will you get a chance to venture further north? Because I'm just thinking, Alan, you know, you go up into Newcastle, that sort of area, you're going to get a very different accent and different words up there still, aren't you?
Absolutely. My immediate thought was, have you talked to people from Denmark or the Netherlands or Norway? Because that's where we tend to see the eastern counties difference is coming from.
Yeah.
They're coming from Old Norse and from Anglo-Saxon, and which is not nearly the influence in the West Country. So there may be a link through in that respect.
So again, are you going to look at other European countries as well?
Gius and Dow were probably not as old as that. So you are right that a lot of Viking influence here in the east, but Gius and Dow were probably a couple of hundred years old, I guess. So Dickens uses Dear Yes and Dear No a lot. And I think that's the origin. Dear Yes and Dear No eventually became Gius and Dow. So I think maybe they're a couple of hundred years...
So almost an abbreviation.
Yes, definitely.
Whatever,
Like God Be With You becomes Goodbye, and Dear Yes, Dear No, Gius and Dow. But so I won't look in Europe, but I might look in America to see if I can find Gius and Dow in New England. I would be very happy if someone from New England's listening and tells me they know those words.
Wonderful. Yeah. When are you back in Japan?
On Sunday we fly back.
Excellent. Look, it's lovely to see you. Thank you very much indeed. If we get any comments that come through on this and any answers to some of those questions, we'll put those forward. Alan, just coming back to talking generally in Lincolnshire, do we still have pockets of Lincolnshire dialect if you go into a fairly remote village? Do you
get people still and it still is very much into the farming areas. Mm. You're still getting people using those words. You're still getting people that intonation, that missing out of all the H's, except a word that would have an. There's a wonderful story that my father-in-law used to say. During the war, rationing was on. He went for his breakfast down, and the lady who was cooking his breakfast said, "The N of ad and heg." She'd put an H, taken the H off everywhere there was an H on, and put one on top of the egg. So the N of ad a heg.
On that note, gentlemen, thank you very much indeed. Fascinating. Hope you enjoyed that.
BBC Radio Lincolnshire Travel.
There are still big queues around the Newark area because of the International Antiques Fair, which is taking place at the showground. The A46 Newark bypass is struggling northbound from Farndon all the way up towards the A1. All approaches to the Cattle Market Island are very congested, particularly on the A617, which is queuing from Kellen Bridge. The A616, the tailbacks there start from well before the British Sugar Factory. And it's also very busy in Newark Town Centre and also starting to queue to leave the A1 southbound and get onto the A46. The A46 South is also struggling from the Winthorpe Island. It's busy through Skegness, lots of holiday traffic enjoying the good weather, so you will find that North Parade is struggling along with Roman Bank, Bow Road coming into town very busy, and as a result of traffic heading towards the coast, it's busy on the Lincoln Bypass between the Rise Home and the Nettleham roundabouts and heading on towards the A158. The A158 itself is struggling through Rugby and Horncastle. The other problem this morning is on the trains. There's severe disruption continuing to train services because of overhead line problems, with the line between Grantham and Peterborough currently closed. There are very few Virgin West Coast services running to or from London King's Cross, and also you'll find no trains running between Spalding and Peterborough. You can use your Virgin tickets on East Midlands train services from Nottingham to London St Pancras, but it's likely these problems will be continuing well into the afternoon. I'm Jamie Sercombe. Your next update is in half an hour.
Help keep Lincolnshire moving.
Call 01522 875 166.
BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
Guess who's back?
Me.
Back again.
Me, William.
Guess who's back?
Me, I've just told you.
Tell a friend.
Yes, do that.
Guess who's back?
Me.
Guess who's back?
Me.
Guess who's back?
Me.
Guess who's back?
It's me, William Wright, back with Drive Time, back with the news and sport, back with the weather and travel and the big birthday quiz.
William Wright, back.
This afternoon at 3 on BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
If you want to get involved with that project that we were just talking about dialects and the way words change over the years, you can visit Stephen's website, stephen.howe@.info/survey. That's what you need if you want to find out more about that. And you can take part in that survey there about dialect and how things have changed over the years as well. We'll leave all our contact details on our reception here at BBC Radio Lincolnshire. But fascinating. And Lincolnshire dialect and how that's changed as well.